Lion. A few years ago, Sally and I walked or trekked with the lions in Botswana, in Tanzania, and I believe also Kenya. And we always tried to, not try, but went on the most, now looking back in hindsight, the dangerous treks where you're actually walking with the lions. And in one of the experiences, a pride of lions that we were walking with lost their baby cubs the night before, probably to hyenas. So the lions were pretty aggressive, and because they were looking for the cubs, and Sal and I walked with them, and I believe we even have pictures that I posted on the Facebook, etc. But again, just another example of trying my very best to push the envelope. Second lion story. When I was a big time hunter 25 years ago, and they unashamedly called me one of the last great white hunters, which is obviously not politically correct. I was in Botswana and we were tracking these pride of lions. And when we came upon them, the two best times to shoot a lion, which are chicken shit, number one, when they're having sex, and number two, when they're asleep, another one is when they're eating. Well, we came across this pride of lions eating in a male. We got about 50 meters away, but the young male, we're looking eyeball to eyeball, and I decided not to shoot it because the mane wasn't big enough, and I didn't think that catching a lion in one of those three positions was cricket, as they say. But again, pushing myself, I could have shot the lion at 200 meters, but I tried to get as close as I could before I agitated it too much. Along those same lines, during a different safari back in the early 90s, there was a lion that was terrorizing one of the local villages, and we happened to be there. The guide of mine was a guy named Dougie White, who was a legendary guide for white hunters at that time. The villagers, a couple of them had gotten mauled, and I think one of them had gotten killed. And they says, and it was a huge, big male. And so we said, do you want to go after it? And I said, absolutely. And so we set up for half a day. Beaters are the guys that beat the bush to drive the animals towards you. And they set me up on an anthill about 6 or 7 feet above the ground, where I'm sitting in an old abandoned anthill waiting for the lion to come. For the better part of an hour, I could just hear the beaters and I could hear screaming and yelling, and they're trying to drive the lion towards me. During that hour, everything went through my mind from, the beginning of my birth to that time, and I was in my early 40s then. And I thought, well, this is it, maybe. But the lion never came. The lion veered off somewhere in the middle of the jungle and went another way, and he was never heard of again, at least on that trip. But I must admit that was one of the time, few, very, very few times that I really, really stretched my comfort zone. My heart was beating 200 beats a minute at least, and I was perspiring.